Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear an announcement about a train trip through a desert. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you aboard our train trip through high desert scenery. The train that you are sitting in was built in 1933, so it's really old, but very comfortable. Our trip today lasts 1.5 hours, and we will travel at a speed of about 15 miles an hour. The train climbs uphill for the first 45 minutes and then makes its way down to a town called Oldsville. In the 20th century, oil was discovered here and an important industry developed. It didn't last long, however, and tourism is the biggest industry these days. There's lots to see in the town. On the journey, you won't see any animals during the daytime because it's too hot. But you should look out for beautiful desert plants right next to the track, although at this height there are no trees. At one point, we go over an old wooden bridge. People get worried because it's noisy, but it's quite safe. There's no river under the bridge, but you can see some large, colorful rocks. They're fantastic. We don't make any stops on the trip, because all the stations were closed long ago. The route is kept open by local people who love the history of the railway, and at the far end of our coach, there's a small store. This store is really special and sells souvenirs which you can't buy anywhere else. The other things which we sell during your ride are drinks and snacks. Unfortunately, the machine selling these is broken, so once we're underway, I'll be walking down the coach with everything in a basket. So stop me if you want anything. Enjoy your trip.
Now listen again.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you aboard our train trip through high desert scenery. The train that you are sitting in was built in 1933, so it's really old, but very comfortable. Our trip today lasts 1.5 hours, and we will travel at a speed of about 15 miles an hour. The train climbs uphill for the first 45 minutes and then makes its way down to a town called Oldsville. In the 20th century, oil was discovered here, and an important industry developed. It didn't last long, however, and tourism is the biggest industry these days. There's lots to see in the town. On the journey, you won't see any animals during the daytime because it's too hot, but you should look out for beautiful desert plants right next to the track, although at this height there are no trees. At one point, we go over an old wooden bridge. People get worried because it's noisy, but it's quite safe. There's no river under the bridge, but you can see some large, colorful rocks. They're fantastic. We don't make any stops on the trip because all the stations were closed long ago. The route is kept open by local people who love the history of the railway, and at the far end of our coach, there's a small store. This store is really special and sells souvenirs which you can't buy anywhere else. The other things which we sell during your ride are drinks and snacks. Unfortunately, the machine selling these is broken, so once we're underway, I'll be walking down the coach with everything in a basket. So stop me if you want anything. Enjoy your trip.
That is the end of part 3.